This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium police search for bombing suspect. They have released a photo of a suspect in Tuesday's bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station. At least 30 people were killed. The photograph taken shows a man wearing a black hat, a light-colored jacket, and sunglasses pushing an airport luggage cart along with two other men who are believed to have been suicide bombers. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attack. U.S. officials have renewed calls to defeat the Islamic State terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Ash Carter says the U.S. and its allies will do everything they can to protect their nations. New York and Washington authorities boosted security patrols in the wake of the attacks. The U.S. Embassy in Brussels has recommended Americans stay where they are and avoid public transportation in the Belgian capital. Appealing directly to the Cuban people in Havana, President Barack Obama says it's time for the U.S. and Cuba to move beyond their Cold War differences and begin a new journey toward a future that will benefit both nations.
The history of the United States and Cuba encompass revolution and conflict, struggle and sacrifice, retribution and now reconciliation. It is time now for us to leave the past behind.
Mr. Obama spoke in a televised address from El Gran Teatro de Havana with Cuban President Raul Castro seated nearby. Partial results from Niger's presidential runoff election show incumbent Mamadou Issoufou leading for a landslide victory. According to Reuters, Niger's Electoral Commission says Issoufou has received 93% of the vote, with about three-fourths of the constituencies counted. This is VOA News. A 16-year-old schoolgirl has been arrested in Australia on suspicion of financing the so-called Islamic State militant group. A 20-year-old man was also detained by counter-terrorism police in Sydney. Phil Mercer reports.
The pair is accused of sending an unspecified amount of money to Islamic State militants. Australian police say the charges are serious and carry a maximum sentence of 25 years in prison, although the arrests were not connected to any threat of an imminent attack. The 20-year-old man had previously been arrested during the nation's largest counter-terrorism raids in September 2014. New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner Catherine Byrne told a press conference that the schoolgirl had not been on the authorities' radar. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
A Russian court Tuesday found captured Ukrainian pilot Nadiya Savchenko guilty of complicity in the murder of two Russian journalists. It sentenced her to 22 years in a Russian prison. Savchenko denies involvement in the deaths of the journalists, saying cell phone records indicate she was captured by pro-Moscow militants prior to the journalists' deaths. Savchenko also insists she was subsequently kidnapped and taken into Russia against her will. Voters in three western U.S. states are headed to the polls Tuesday for presidential nominating elections, with the leading contenders, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, looking to boost their leads in the race to win their party's nominations. Political surveys indicate Trump appears likely to win in Arizona over his two remaining rivals, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. The outcome is in doubt in Utah. Pre-election polls show Cruz in the lead there. In the Democratic contest, the opinion polls show that Clinton is poised to win in Arizona, but is engaged in close contests with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in Utah and Idaho. Russia is warning it could take unilateral action beginning Tuesday against those who violate the nearly month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria. The move comes after complaints that the U.S. has been slow to work with Russia on rules for jointly monitoring the violations. Officials in South Sudan's Morobo County say gunmen have kidnapped three Sudan People's Liberation Army wildlife officers in the Yei River State on Sunday. They say the gunmen also stole dozens of machine guns. Myanmar democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been nominated to become a member of President-elect Kyaw's cabinet. The list has Aung San Suu Kyi's name next to four posts: Minister of the President's Office, Foreign Affairs, Energy, and Education. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.